Hi guys, Juliana here, e-commerce paradise. So in today's video, I just want to talk to you about different types of entrepreneurship. So one type of entrepreneurship, or different business models rather. Number one, low ticket drop shipping on AliExpress. If you don't have a partner, maybe an older partner that you can get a high credit limit with, this would be a good way to start. Then, if you do have that, you could do high ticket drop shipping, which you need a high credit line for in order to buy the high ticket items. You could also transition from AliExpress into high ticket drop shipping once you have built up your credit. Another one that I can think of is Amazon FBA. It's more of a place to sell. It's more like a marketplace or like a farmer's market. It's not your own platform. It's a great place to test products, but eventually you want to build your own brand. You want to build your own platform. You want to have control over that platform. And then there is print on demand, POD. That's a good one. It's low cost items usually. You're building, if you like clothing for instance, you're building kind of like a tribe, maybe a niche market of people that, you know, love pugs or something. You can have a print-on-demand company for that. Ultimately, I think the true key to wealth is buying land, buying houses, having properties. So you have that cash flow every month, and just hiring a rental company to manage your properties for you. So you don't have to deal with the toilets and the termites and all the other things. But along with that comes with a lot of risks. The apartment building that I'm actually staying at is owned by three people. One of them is the woman that runs the property management company, and they just had a huge water leak underneath the property, and it cost $20,000 to fix. Another one is gold. I haven't really researched that, but I know that Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad, he really likes buying gold and buying real estate, physical. He doesn't really like stocks and bonds that much. He prefers the physical assets over that. All right guys, so those are my different ideas for entrepreneurship. Things that you could do, start out with, and things that you can grow into over time to build long-term wealth. Just know guys that everything, all of those things should definitely be niche. You know, if you're wholesaling houses, you know, only certain areas or only certain types of properties like condos or houses or things that you can be good at. With high ticket drop shipping, it's the same thing. You have to be niche in order to be successful. And you really can't go that, you can't go niche with gold. I don't know, maybe there's a way that you can buy gold in a niche way. I'm not really sure how to invest in gold in a niche way. Definitely gonna have to look that up now. But guys, those are my ideas. Those are my tips for entrepreneurship in today's digital age. There are some things that you can do now on the internet to build long-term growth or long-term wealth. And then also don't forget about the old ways of building wealth. Go and check out ecommerceparadise.com. We have a 99 niches list there of high ticket drop shipping niches that are profitable. And we also have ecommerceparadise.com/free course, where you can check out our free course on high ticket drop shipping. Go check out e-commerce paradise high ticket drop shipping on Facebook and join the community. And if you're part of the masterclass, you'll get access to our private Facebook group, where we give tips on high ticket drop shipping. Thank you guys so much for watching. Leave us a comment down below if you have any questions about high ticket drop shipping or other types of entrepreneurship. And share this video with your friends. All right guys, see you later. Have a good day. Maybe one day you'll be hiking out here in nature, out in Glacier National Park too. See you guys out there. Bye.